I gotta be the bitter black bitch because I like have something to say about
because
it.
Because you have feelings.
And then here you got fucking coon head ass T.I. Like, T.I., you out here trying to fucking promote this white bitch. Like, they got your wife on VH1. Whitey got your wife on VH1 and that bitch can't fucking read. You understand? You got your priorities really fucked up.
That's really how you feel about
T.I. That's really how I fucking feel about you. You a fucking shoe shining coon. 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 Shoe shining coon.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And, of course, is E Color. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
What's good? 215 in effect, nigga.
What's that? Philadelphia zip code, area code or something?
It's funny. We have a little Philly theme in it anyway. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what's up. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is blacks hate broke niggas.
Damn.
Wow.
As the first topic, we're going into 215 right off the break, yo. Blacks hate broke niggas. And I'm going to tell you why we came to this conclusion. I was talking to JC on the phone, and we was talking about your old Droog and how I like the album or whatever. And let's get it clear. Yeah, he's not Nas. He just sound like Nas. But the album itself is just recorded in a way where this nigga is just in somebody's basement rolling L's. And just rhyming, you know, basic style. You know, hip-hop, you know, at its core. You know, no fancy production, no none of that shit. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's got nice lyrics, too. And he certainly sounds like... But the key thing that me and JC was discussing, Brick City Stand Up, is that Nas couldn't make that record for one reason. Because the black media, especially Dick Ride blogs, will be like, man, that Nas shit, it sound broke. Sound like he ain't got no money. No production behind it. No push, no glitz, no glamour. Kurt G, blacks hate broke niggas. Your old Droog, he can't lose. Oh, he has the freedom to go in there and do whatever the fuck he want. You know what I mean? He can't lose. Nas can lose if he were to make that type of record.
Well, oh, yo, Droog, he ain't black.
He's not.
He could be a broke nigga, according to my definition, because everybody's a fucking nigga. I call everybody niggas, no matter what your color. Right.
No doubt.
But, like you said, he could do what he wants. He has the freedom of not having to worry about the bullshit, because he wants to do just regular hip-hop.
Right.
Nas, despite how much we love him, has a bit of glitz and glamour to him. And he has to appeal to that side.
Swerving. Blacks hate broke niggas.
Well, you know, that goes outside of music, though, right?
Of course.
Well, I'm just saying. But I'm just saying. Here we go. I'm just saying. Nas, if he just was saying, you know what, just for artistic, you know, just fuck all record label, this, that, and this. I'm doing just for artistic purposes, you know what I mean? I'm just going to get DJ whoever. We're going to go down in the basement. We're just going to lube up some joints. I'm just going to just do off-the-wall rhymes. It's not going to have any, you know. And he has to put it out. But he'll have to put it out under the guise of a mixtape. He'll have to take, well, this is a free giveaway. Nas could not put this out as a regular album. I don't know what you guys are breathing heavy for. I mean, it's surrounded by Dick Ride blogs and black celebrities not fucking with. You just sound like you don't have any money. Where your old Droog has the freedom to do whatever the hell he want. And then watch these same paid niggas get all upset when somebody's fucking around calling Droog a genius. When you won't let the genius who invented the style to begin with continue the legacy. Swervin', please help me.
So you mentioned earlier, though, about, you know, they'd have to do it as a free mixtape or whatever. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but you'd have to do that to cover your paid publicity side.
Oh, he's just doing something on the side.
Right.
So, you know, just to cover yourself from criticism is what it's about.
Right. And it's only criticism of the broke, of not having any money, of not putting the best forth. You know, if Nas joint is coming out on Def Jam is going to want to trumpet Timberland, you know, and these other high-end producers, or whoever, Will I Am, you know what I mean? Mustard, they're going to want to trumpet these niggas in production. They're not going to want to say, oh, I, you know what, it was just me and my cuz, and then Preem stopped by, and we just, was just looping up joints, and I was going in.
What are you looking at?
It hasn't been, nobody's been able to do that for a long time, though, B.
There's the point.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. So shout out to your old Droog. I mean, you know, what can I say? I mean, he's not Nas. I mean, there's certainly, when you really listen to it, you know, he sounds like Nas. And I was just transported back to the Yankee fitted in a bubble goose with a champion hoodie.
Don't forget the Broccoli Tims.
Yo, of course, beef and Broccoli Tims. That's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Azalea Banks versus Action Bronson. And Azalea Banks continues assault on white rappers, if you will. And I was talking to this Kurt G, and I'm going to admit it. At first, I got caught up in the hype. Because Azalea Banks, what you need to do is a favor, do yourself and listen to the Hot 97 interview. I never listened to it. I read the interview, but I actually went and listened to it, where she just straight out called T.I. a coon. I mean, just straight out the sucker. He a coon.
Just like that.
Just like that, saying he doing this shit strictly to line his own pockets. And got in depth on the nigga, talking about nigga wife can't read. Why don't he concentrate on shit like that?
She got personal.
Yeah, she got all in the nigga.
Damn.
And I was going to give her a pass, but only on this one small issue. How many years ago, Swervin', did you coin the phrase name names?
Oh, from the beginning of time, sir.
Okay. So every time we'd have somebody who have a standard, well, I don't give a fuck who it is, KRS, Chuck D, just two to speak of, who was putting out a lot of rhetoric about unskilled MCs and coonery, but they were never mentioned names. Iggy Azalea straight out, T.I. is a coon. Okay, but in any case,
she called a name.
Yeah, just straight out Clifford. You know what I mean? Just went in on him. So in any case, it got me thinking about this whole thing. And the young girl, she's from Washington Heights, you know, raised up around a lot of Dominicans. I mean, you could tell she got the New York wildness in her, you know what I mean? But what she really doesn't understand at 23 years of age is that her music sounds like Iggy or Nicki or Miney or Mo or whoever else is making that shit. I know it's cultural. I know it's generational cultural. Appealing to young ears. But one thing that she doesn't understand is that you have to be more than creative. You have to have a certain amount of maturity to understand that when you do this, you have to do it at such a high level that it can't be copied. And it's one thing that, as a young woman at 23 years of age, going in on all these white folks. But what she doesn't understand is that it's easy for white folks to copy because it's easy to do. I know I sound like an old head.
And you sound a bit racist.
You know, a bit racist?
You said it's easy for white folks to copy.
You know, it's easy for white folks to copy. Damn easy for white folks to copy. Because in the golden age, and let me put my T-Rex shit on. Let me put my dinosaur shit on. In the golden age, if a white MC was coming up and he stepped in there, boy, he had to do that's a lot of heavy lifting to sound better than Rakim. That's a lot of fucking heavy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a lot of heavy lifting to sound better.
For anyone.
You know what I mean? Say that again.
It's heavy lifting for anyone.
Well, no, that's the point I'm saying. It's heavy lifting to sound better than KRS. It's heavy lifting to sound better than a lot of guys from the golden era. Not just white folks. Bum-ass Negroes got tossed on a regular. Because it was such heavy lifting. But as time goes on, and as the bar got lighter,
lowered,
and lower, and lighter, you know what I mean? Anybody can do this shit. So that's, I guess, not so much versus Action Bronson, but again, I don't mean to sound racist because I'm not taking it in that angle. What I'm saying is that this generation needs to understand that unless they're doing something ultra special, you're doing what everybody else is doing.
I heard you mention Action Bronson just now. What did Action Bronson have to do with this? Then he's white?
Oh, that's all. From Iggy, from Azalea Banks' point of view, it's just that he's white.
She threw Action Bronson under the bus, too?
She threw Action under the bus.
Wow.
Wow.
And all of this is coming from just being, again,
Action sounds like more like your old Drew than
well, that's true.
Than Iggy.
That's true. And a lot of us don't have a problem with Action. Never had a problem with Action. The point is that I got a problem, and I'm going to reiterate this time and time again. I'm going to say this about 10,000 times. I can see I'm not going to protect black celebrity. Just because you're a black celebrity, and Azalea Banks is a black celebrity, and despite what you may think is well paid, okay, I'm not going to defend that because her music is not good. This is not Ebro and them talking about, oh yeah, that track number 7, oh that's tough, that's tough. Get the fuck out of here, son. Shit's whack. That's what it gets right down to. Shit's whack. Swervin', help me understand why this young 23-year-old, can you get into the mind of this young 23-year-old trying to protect black celebrity? You know, sounding as stupid as Childish Gambino, rap was invented so young blacks can get money. That shit's dumb as hell.
She probably is just scrambling, but she makes some sense, but because the way she's scrambling, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
I feel you. I feel you.
It's like some of what she's saying, it's like, how am I trying to say this? Getting the right message from the wrong messenger.
Okay, I can dig it.
Yeah, I feel that.
I can dig it. But see, the problem with, I'm sorry, yo. I want to get past. Okay, we can talk about race. We can talk about race in terms of how Iggy is going to walk away with crazy Grammys. And black celebrities is going to be, their mouth is going to be in a tight, jaw's going to be tight out there when she walk away with crazy Grammys, just like Macklemore walking away with crazy Grammys. And my daughter showed me an Instagram post, said the king and queen of rap, Macklemore and Iggy. And even she was like, oh, I seen that. I was disgusted. I was like, Olive, what was you disgusted for? You know what I'm saying? My daughter, who doesn't have a racist bone in her body, but starts to understand that these two MCs may not be as good as other MCs out there. I understand that, but they're really only getting the awards because they're white. And that's the industry.
It's a more palatable.
Well, it's palatable to them. But again, until young African-American artists get out from behind the shield of black celebrity, which to me makes them come off as like, I'm entitled to blow. This is my space to blow, and you giving it to a white girl, or you giving it to a white guy. Well, that young African-American artist bars their production. That shit needs to step the fuck up.
Right.
That's all. You want to take your space back? Step the fuck up.
It just...
You're in the fucking slow lane and then complaining your shit ain't going, you know, 70. You in the 45 lane.
Well,
he'll be. I feel what you're saying, because niggas done dumbed it down for so long.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like Jay said, dumbed it down to double my dollars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He dumbed it down and it kept getting dumber and dumber. And niggas,
holy grail.
Exactly. Niggas is now licking the windshield on the bus. And now,
damn.
That's the type of EB niggas you got out there talking about this bullshit. The songs I'm hearing now make no fucking sense. The bullshit y'all making, and then you want to get mad?
Right.
Like you said, when white people do this shit and get and blow. Well, that's your fault.
Right.
You lowered the bar so fucking low, anybody could do this shit.
Like I said, don't get me wrong, yo. I love third base and shit. You know what I mean? But, you know, no one has Prime Minister Pete Nice or Search in their top 50. Now, I like third base, but come on. That's just saying. When you lower the bar, I can name Golden Age MC. Hell, I can name, you know, reasonably DMX and them niggas. It's hard to compete up against that type of energy.
But it's hard to compete with DMX, period.
I'm just saying, when you're going to do a certain type of music, when you're going to do this rap thing, and you're a guy like DMX, or you're a type of guy with a lot of energy, a red man type guy, Busta. It's hard to compete. These guys are at such a high level. You're just not going to be able to just throw out, you know what I'm saying, I'm so fancy type lyrics. It's not going to work. And even if you do, they're going to have you on stage at the fucking Little Fair backing up fucking, you know, some country singer on a pop circuit somewhere. You're going to get paid. You're going to have fancy dollars. Don't question about it.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, but African-American celebrities is mad because they feel like they're getting elbowed the fuck out.
Well, they should be getting elbowed out.
Thank you.
Yep.
So.
You have it.
So, Azalea Banks, I was going to give her a pass only on that small measure, the fact that she called T.I. Coon and actually said it out on radio in the general public. I'm gonna give her a shout out for that. We need more of that type of talk. But also, hun, as a young woman, you need to really understand your bars is at a very low level.
But keeping it
your production,
keeping it 100.
Word
100. T.I. is only doing what's been done to so many black people before.
Oh, let me tell you something.
How many white folks got paid off of black folks?
Okay. So word is born.
T.I. is doing it in reverse.
Okay, word is born, though, but T.I.
He's not at the top of the totem pole by no means.
Or
the bottom, should I say.
What he's doing is copying other guys. You know, Clifford is trying to be like Curtis, who's trying to be like Sean. He's trying to be like the other Sean and Andre and Russell. You know, that's all Clifford's doing. He's trying to be like those guys. Wanting to be seen as some type of mogul, some type of boss, if you will. So, I think in 215, I'm really thinking about just switching over and just start calling cats strictly by their governments.
We've been doing that for a while. Dude.
Yeah, but only on certain occasions, Joe. But I'm thinking about pulling out the whole tax return on niggas.
As long as you don't put no socials out there.
Nah, I ain't gonna.
Don't worry about it.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we send a hearty rest in peace out to Stuart Scott. You know, certainly all of us have been, you know, in the past week or so been watching nothing but the tributes, 100. All of us who do blogs, whether if it's the recap, you know, Big B and his staff, the Jam and the, you know, Sports Happy Hour, all the Lehman staff out in California, all of us of a certain age group cannot front Stuart Scott was that man.
Yep.
For all of us.
Yes, sir.
And we all stand on his shoulders. I don't have a tribute just to say rest in paradise to that brother, you know.
You know what's crazy, yo?
What's that?
I was watching the dude from NFL Network, and he said Stewart's daughter's name is Taylor and Sydney. That shocked the shit out of me.
Yo, man. It did me too.
Oh yeah, I heard that. When I heard that, I did like, damn.
Yeah,
I know that name.
Man, that's my babies.
Yeah, that's he. It
closer home because he's 49. I'm 49. Yeah, that shit just hit home like big time.
Yeah, no doubt. And we also want to send a hearty rest in paradise out to Andre Crouch.
Yes,
Andre Crouch.
Oh, yeah.
Who is referred to as the father of modern gospel music. Now, my thing about Andre Crouch is that, you know, in gospel music, you have obviously, just like in hip hop, you have generations. And, you know, he was Kirk Franklin before Kirk Franklin, because the Reverend James Cleveland had this whole thing locked.
Yeah,
and then Crouch came in. right?
I grew up on that, son. I know about James Cleveland, you know, Crouch, exactly. Mahalia Jackson.
No doubt.
I know all about all of that. Here, that's all I heard in my house.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, it's just funny, you know what I mean? I just remember literally how sometimes, you know, way back in the day, like down Pine Grove, when Pine Grove was different and, you know, like James Cleveland on the radio at Pine Grove and Mahalia on the radio. But then as the 70s came in and they started playing a little bit of Andre Crouch, and the older folks in the church had their nose turned up a little bit. Because, you know, Andre Crouch was bringing in a little bit more sophisticated rhythms.
He was adding a little funk to the set.
Yeah, he was adding a little funk to the set. So certainly rest in paradise to Andre Crouch. Those of us who know, you know, we grow up with a value system and how grandma ain't playing that.
Nah.
You not no secular radio at the spot. You know what I mean? So, no doubt, rest in paradise. You know, two big losses. That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is power versus empire. Your boy Fitty was like, that whole empire shit's biting my shit.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, he's completely correct.
And I got two questions. Well, first of all, I'll read the copy. Empire is, first of all, that shit's absurd. But it did was Fox's biggest debut in 3 years with 9.8 million viewers.
Oh, they're loving that.
They're loving that, no doubt. But the question to you, Swervin, is that all African-Americans dream about being in the music industry again as a mogul? Is that all we fucking think about, son?
Being sports stars.
And I'm trying really not to answer even being this topic because it irritates the shit out of me.
Well, then you need to be in it,
yes,
then, nigga.
Please be in it.
Oh, I'm just saying, B, you got, all right, I mean, I'm going to be all over the place, first of all, so you had to rein me in if I get too far gone, okay? All
right.
So, you got Empire on TV, and you know I am the social media man for the Hip Hop Digest show, right?
No doubt.
I had to get off Twitter and all that Facebook shit, B, because if you wanted to do something inside of the black community, put a fucking black TV show on. Or talk about the bombings and all that bullshit somewhere else. You know, I'm not talking about the bombing in motherfucking Colorado, which nobody's talking about.
No doubt.
We're talking about the fucking United States black population shut the fuck down that night to watch Empire, B, and that shit just irritates me, man. I mean, it's just a fucking TV show. And so you're right. Everybody must have some kind of fuck. I don't care if it's Taraji P. Henson and dude. I'm sorry, whatever his name is right now, Terrence Howard. To me, it's like a glorified hustle and flow. It's like, god damn, it just irritates me real bad, B. I really probably shouldn't be speaking on this subject, man.
Well, really, the shit is absurd because it's so fucking over-exaggerated. The fucking mogul and shit with the, you know, the partner, somebody, again, female, male, female, doesn't matter. Somebody getting out of jail, talking about they want half the company and shit. Just overtones of all of this bullshit. I mean, that is the African-American narrative. And Fox is saying, okay, We not going to put on no African-American dramas because, as Oprah Winfrey found out, niggas ain't buying that shit. Yeah. We're not going to put on a serious news broadcast because, just like Bob Johnson and his news program on BET, niggas ain't watching this shit.
Right.
So what we're going to do is put on the black narrative, and the black narrative is former drug dealers turning record label executives and shit. I mean, this nigga is walking around with gold vest on and shit. It's all absurd and these over-exaggerated fucking rappers and just really.
And people are going for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Make me want to take your old Droog up there and tell them actors, let's go in, nigga.
And B, you are just propping this kid. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't even listened to that kid yet, but I'm going to have to do it because you have put it in my mind. Let me see what this knockoff of Nas sounds like.
And that's all. He just sounds like Nas, but it's actually beyond him. It's just back to very quickly that this is fucking so not Hollywood, the record. It is the antithesis of what that empire shit is. It's what it is. This over executive shit. These motherfuckers running around looking like coons and shit. I mean, almost looking worse than coons. I'm looking at the promo for this shit. Man, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Really? But then, you know what? Basketball Wives and all that shit is hella popular in the Afro-American community. Now, Kurt G, I know you said wifey kind of watches some of that shit.
Oh, she watches all of that shit.
Oh, well, now.
And she was one of those million eyes on that Empire
oh,
shit.
Oh, see, well, okay.
And she enjoyed the show.
Okay.
She's like, oh, it was good. I can't wait for the next episode.
It's unbelievable.
I was like, wow. Really? I slept through the whole fucking thing.
Okay, I just wanted to put that out there because I know Kurt G, you know, you're at the New Year's Eve joint and shit. I seen wifey back there on the wheels.
Yeah, she was trying. Back there, she started putting on that bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just
your girl made you get up and leave. I swear to God, it's about 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's like 2:30, quarter to three.
Yeah, and my wifey back there playing the shit that she wanted to hear. She put that Iggy. She put that Iggy on, and this nigga's like, "I'm out." This nigga said, "I'm out."
Yeah, son. Yeah, so that's what's up, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This one's for you, Swervin.
Okay.
Free screenings of Selma available for New York City students. And we'll see how many New York City students want to show up to a free screening. I know it's two different platforms. One is a TV show. One is a movie. I just had to pull that out. Free screenings of Selma. It probably will get crickets.
Unless it's starring Tyler Perry.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think it's a very noble effort to have done that. I really do. But my boy Rodney, he's out in Arizona. He did a message tonight that he was in the theater to watch Selma. He said that he couldn't even count 50 people in the theater.
Oh, boy. Again, Tyler Perry's not in Selma, I'm assuming.
Oprah's in
it's
there.
Not.
Oh, there's.
Oh, come on.
Oh. Harpo. Yo, I mean, there go Harpo with that highbrow again. There she go.
Dang. Hold on. You got to be joking. Please tell me you're joking, right?
I don't know. I ain't. Is Harpo in it, real?
I thought I saw her in that shit. On the commercial Dang. Shit I saw. I think I saw her face in the crowd.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. That's looking Swervin. About to go up the deep end.
Now check it out though. Just check the credits to see if she's in there. I thought I saw her face though, okay. When they showed her. I seen a quick commercial and I said, "Damn, is that Oprah?"
Damn. Maybe you just saw another slave and thought it was her. I don't know, but not a slave, but somebody from that era.
You told Harpo to beat me.
Oh my God!
Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is a back to back 215 Philly. Philadelphia rapper Cool C granted a second stay of execution. Now, I thought we was going to get on the show and play Juice Crew diss, you know, due to the fact that Cool C was out of there. Pennsylvania governor signed his death warrant. They threw him in the death, you know, that last meal part of the prison. And some judge, you know, overturned it and gave him a second stay. I know the state of Pennsylvania, like most states, are grappling with the capital punishment, if you will. Cool C, probably next to Amir Abdul-Jabbar, I'm sure I'm butchering his name, or 1-2 on the get rid of list as far as Pennsylvania state authorities go. They would like to get rid of Momia as well as Cool C. Christopher Rooney is his government. But he got to stay, and for the foreseeable future, he's not going to hit the lethal gas chamber or lethal injection, whatever they do in Pennsylvania. So I know he's, you know, he's wiping his brow, but you did kill a police officer, homie.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I ask a controversial question here?
What's that?
Because I've seen if a man flee the party, you know, bigging up the situation, but it's like, you know, it's or other people I've seen saying God is giving him another chance, this, that, and the other. He did kill somebody, yo. I mean,
no, that's real talk.
While robbing a bank.
Yeah, I'm not romanticizing Cool C and shit. I mean, really, he's a jail nigga.
That's another thing that we do. black folks.
And
we
what's
like
that?
To, we like to say free, wear around free t-shirts of niggas that done some ill shit.
Nah, fuck that. I mean, look, only thing I'm going to cool see, you know, his music. I have his music. I have his 12 inches, you know, for his time. Golden age, if you will. I thought he put out some good joints, but... Yeah, I ain't backing him up like that. He's a fucking jail nigga, and he done killed somebody. And I would have honored his music if he would have died by lethal injection, and that's all.
Right.
So next 215 topic is Benny Siegel finally home from the hospital.
Good to hear.
Beans home from the hospital. Beans been through a lot. Now, see, this is where you hope Beans just channels all his energy on the paper. This is where you hope Beans has, or people in this corner are saying, you know what, we really should just get back in the lab. We should really get back in the studio. Because this is the type, Beans has been through the type of stuff, man, where an incredible album could come out of this.
Yeah, possible.
You know?
It could.
And for somebody who almost lost his life, certainly should be thanking the good Lord. You talk about God giving somebody a second chance.
Now that's, there you go.
That's 100. So shout out to Beans. I hope you channel that in a better than you have been. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Ali Shaheed from the Tribe Called Quest addresses the Lil Wayne in Zulu. I've been waiting for an explanation for a good minute, and it finally came. Shaheed goes on to say there's obviously been some controversy about a couple of brothers you mentioned. Why are they in the Zulu? And then Shaheed says we have to stop using these diversive tools to prevent us from understanding that we're all from the same place. And there may be a difference of opinion, but we really need to understand that we need to be together to move this thing forward. People having difference of opinions, but where we need to talk to each other, not at each other. I'm sort of was paraphrasing him saying we need Lil Wayne and the Zulu to bring us the different perspective from New Orleans, from the South, from Cash Money perspective, from maybe from the ignorant rapper perspective. Go ahead, Swerving. Dumbass shit,
B. You know, if you join the military, there's a certain way you have to uphold yourself. If you join any type of organization, there are certain rules and regulations of how to maintain yourself and the decorum of that organization, right?
So if you join the Nation of Islam, Farrakhan and them niggas ain't going to continue to put up with that ignorant shit.
If you join the Nation of Farrakhan, that was a Freudian slip. You join the Nation of Islam. And y'all sitting down for lunch and they eating bean pies and you pull out a pork chop sandwich, that's going to be a problem, man.
That's going to be a big problem.
Okay, so I listened to that song and I sent it to you guys. I listened to that song by Master P and Lil Wayne.
God, shit,
and I was
horrid.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? This is how this is coming to the Zulu Nation, huh?
Well, I'm thinking, like Kurt G said, that they're probably going to take Wayne by the hand and try to say, now you can step your game up. It's funny. Ice-T tells a very good story about being coming into the record industry and being from the East Coast and being somewhat familiar with the origins of hip-hop, how he came out and how it used to be in hip-hop, how you used to had to go see Bambada. You had to go see certain legends. And they were very critical of T. They would say, yo, that gangster shit you kick in is crazy. Now, ultimately, T did what he wanted to do. But he heard from the people he needed to hear from at the outset of his career. And I believe that those words of wisdom have prepped Ice-T now that his career is taking a different path. He's largely on television. But now he's one of the best spokesmen for the culture. Because he had that talking to while he was young. See, to me, you know, Q-Tip and everybody else at the Zulu Nation trying to talk to a grown-ass man. Just trying to get off his label. You know, who really probably in all essence is saying, I'm hella more paid than everybody in this room. I'm not really fucking with y'all. that's just how I think about it. I could be wrong. Kirk G, do you think Wayne is now being a little humbled a little bit, and he needs guidance maybe from the Zulu Nation in a way that Ice Cube needed guidance after her breakup with NWA?
I think he needs guidance. I do. I mean, the problem with guidance is it takes two. He has to listen. You can tell him all day what the right path and what he should do, but he's going to have to actually do it.
Swerving. I know you sent the new Master P, Lil Wayne. But that's what Wayne does. Yep.
Right. And that has nothing to do with the Zulu.
I agree. We often talked about Rocksteady Reunion, Zulu Nation events every year, and how guys like Wayne cannot perform. It'd be interesting to see if Wayne wants to show up and perform hits like Lollipop at a Zulu Nation event. And would they sanction that? I think you got to be careful in this situation. And I know Tip and them trying to broaden the base and talking about Jimmy Fallon as an honorary member and bringing other races in to try to broaden this thing. I get it. But I think you need to still be really careful about that, if you ask me.
Thing is, I got less issue with Jimmy Fallon being in there than I do Wayne.
Ah, indeed. Indeed. No doubt. So, Swervin, I would like to congratulate you, or really, I should say, congratulate your daughter. Got to put this out there because it's too important.
Let's go.
Swervin's daughter, Taylor, has been accepted into the National Honor Society.
Yes, she has.
And, yo, I was so impressed because I know a while ago I was like, yo, she's like one of the smartest kids I know, yo. And this is just like... Yo, I just remember that picture I took of Olive and Taylor when they were just babies on my couch back at the apartment. And now to see her blossom into a beautiful young woman, National Honor Society. Shit, nigga, you can't tell me shit.
That's my baby.
Exactly.
She's talking about my baby here.
Okay, congratulations, done. You know what I mean? See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed.
See, that's what I'm talking
about.
Straight A's. You know what
forever.
I mean? Niggas with this. Yo, I gotta be 100. Gotta be real. Gotta be 100. Nigga, this is the most realest right here, son. It's the most realest. Yeah. So congratulations, son. I know you's dumb proud, kid.
Sir. Yes, sir, I am. Your ceremony is coming up, as you know, and it'll be pretty awesome. She was very, very upset she didn't get in last year. Very upset. It was crazy, but she doesn't know. Well, she probably knows by now, but as people listen to this, but we got the call. She knows. She doesn't know, so she's gonna be stupid surprised when she gets up in that ceremony.
Man, that's what's up, man. That is so impressive, and she's such an impressive young woman. Yo, did a hell of a job over there, my nigga.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
No doubt.
It wasn't just me.
No doubt. Indeed. Kurt G, what you got, nigga? You ready?
I'm ready.
Kurt G, albums of the week. Nigga, he's starting out on point. 2015, Kurt G on point. Let's go.
All right. This week we got Hex One and Fifth Element, Holograms, and Tragedy Gaddafi, Pre-Magnum Opus. These are joints from December, but they're leaking over.
Oh, okay. Yo, the Tragedy and joint.
He got some. And you know the subject matter is high.
Okay. I was just saying. I figured Tragedy. It's been such a minute since I heard anything. You know what I mean? No doubt.
She's dope, ain't it? She's dope.
That's what's up. No doubt. So here we go again to 215. I think I'm going to just dedicate 215 to government names. I got to pull out tax returns on niggas.
Damn.
No socials, but government names.
Wow.
See y'all next week.
Well, wait, Curtis. I know Curtis got a bounce, but I just want to throw something out here from DJ Q. He says he wanted to pose the question, which of these labels had the most classics? Was it Def Jam, Jive, Tommy Boy, or Loud? Who had the most
back in the day, classics got to be Tommy Boy.
Well, see,
Jive got a lot of classics.
I think you could take Jive out because they do got some, but not as many. Wow, that's crazy, yo! I wish you'd have said that earlier. I got to throw a fly in the ointment on there, though, because I got to put Profile.
Well, Profile.
Oh. Yeah.
Probably with the most. I mean, run those labels again. Oh, you said Def Jam, Tommy Boy.
Jive. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to go back to it. Def Jam, Jive, Tommy Boy, and Loud.
Loud's got a lot, but I'm throwing them out. I don't know. I would have to say between Def Jam and Profile. And I know he didn't mention Profile, but between Def Jam and Profile, that's crazy. But I think ultimately Profile, I'd have to say Profile. Damn. Because you know why I look at this? As I turn around and I look at the record stacks and I look at the thickness on which the amount of Profile 12 inches I got. That's a label he forgot, but I'd have to say Profile. But out of the ones he named, I'd say Def Jam. Indeed.
There you go.
That was crazy.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Def Jam? Yeah, that's wow, that's crazy. We have to do a small study on that. Yo, 100, I want to, before we get out, encourage you had to bounce, but before we get out, 100, yo, I want to give a shout out to Big B, who sent us a wonderful, wonderful New Year's greeting, yo. And that was, thank you very much on that, sir. I certainly, you know, you're my man. That's what's up. I really want to, you know, hopefully get to meet you this year and have you come through, you know, our place. And we can get in like that.
No doubt.
So now we'll see you next week.
That's what's up. I will holla.
Peace.
Peace.
Check it. 1-2-1-2. Show y'all niggas what I'm about to do. Rusty Jukes in the building. Evacuate all women and children. It's going down, nigga. Yo. Jukes coming out of dons with a spliff of Sin C. Plus an Illmatic 16, a Ripper MC. Sharper than I ever been. Who rhyme better than the Crown Heights veteran? Spitting that heroin. So thorough and it only gets realer. Fuck a narcotic on the streets, I'm a death dealer. Rusty Reaper, squeezing a street sweeper. Body any beat, top dollar, elite feature. My bars is barbarian, medieval. The aura of a king on the throne, the kids regal. Strap with that black, I shoot rapid violence. So when I spaz, it's too graphic. I'm too classic, my albums are timeless. Your flow all fucked up, punchlines are rhymeless. Treat whack rappers like a wet food stamp. Rusty Jukes the vet.
Niggas want they space. They tell me get my fingers off they plates. When I'm getting thinner, they stuff they face. All you punks get laced. They don't want to spit it and touch they papes. But I'm here for dinner, so fuck they space. These niggas want they space. Tell me get my fingers off they plates. When I'm getting thinner, they stuff they face. All you punks get laced. They don't want to spit it and touch they papes. But I'm here for dinner, so fuck they space.
Your punch clock and I'm back to work. My back hurts from trying to carry my demon lifter from under this dirt. I'm not of this earth. I surf the rings around Saturn. With rhyme patterns so precise that he's splitting atoms. Atomic, spitting up vomit. This shit demonic, catch a float. They got a better chance of catching a comet. These rappers acting like they the next Christopher Wallace, but ain't ready to die. And their weapons ain't even polished. I live forever in the quantum of solace. Just the way it is, the music biz got me unsteady, ready to lose my lid. The fuse is lit, we waiting to blow till we raking the dough. I'ma snatch your mic quick as Satan taking your soul. Ayo, we coming for the top spot. Shit on beats and cop squads, but these rap critics still saying this shit is not hot. Bars stay nasty and ugly as fuck. Ain't nobody out there hungry as us.
These niggas want they space. They tell me get my fingers off they plates. When I'm getting thinner, they stuff they face. All you punks get laced. They don't want to spit it and touch they papes. But I'm here for dinner, so fuck they space. These niggas want they space. Tell me get my fingers off they plates. When I'm getting thinner, they stuff they face. All you punks get laced. They don't want to spit it and touch they papes. But I'm here for dinner, so fuck they slaves.
Keep the belly off, swelly, tell the truth to the feast.
I'm the
typical cross between the scholar and the criminal boss. Lyrical laws that we follow are like biblical songs. The violent ride that I deliver through bars could cause physical harms. You probably die from the centripetal force. The shit is a loss to put money on your pitiful corpse. I find it funny they shun me for my despicable thoughts. Get from me. You scrub these dummies with invisible horns. I ain't just hungry for these minimal carbs. I want it all, you fucking prey. You're least the fists of God you rubbing with. Your crumbs get lit if you don't cover pawns with other myths. So come equipped. You punks is gluttons for punishment. Must have you bugging like a drug and you loving it, my son. Then you could take it from me. The brutal rapist on beats. The agent who awakens Jason Voorhees. All you imitation breaks are gone sweet. The Masons wrote a revelation. Satan adaptation based upon this one day space. Telling me get my fingers off they plates. Well, I'm getting thinner, they stuff they face. All you punks get laced. They don't want your spitter to touch they papes. But I'm here for dinner, so fuck they space. These niggas want they space. Telling me get my fingers off they plates. Well, I'm getting thinner, they stuff they face. All you punks get laced. They don't want the spitter to touch they papes. But I'm here for dinner, so fuck they slaves. I gotta eat, homie. Yeah, it's dinner time, nigga. It's dinner time, son. Y'all cooking too long now. Time for me to get a drink.
Keep the belly off, swelly, tell him true to the feast.
Let's get one thing crystal clear. I am not here to play with your feelings or save your career. My statement's severe like razor edges on a paper veneer. Cut through exteriors cleaner than Windex on a mirror. I'm non-violent. The only bullets I spray are lyrically based. My only kills are ego, so technically you're physically safe. But I'm bipolar. One minute I'm soberly playing the role of a poet, and after an hour I'm drunk off my power and loudly proclaiming my prowess. And how incredible it is though, I let you marvel a minute. Cause I've gone rogue and opposing my rivals and every rider that's in attendance. You know the name, they call me S.A. Rock. I be low riding them beats like how them essays rock. My intro was like a thesis and then my essay start. Yeah, the mandala for my diva down in S.A.
Sorry homeboy, but your flow sound used. Got to pay your dues, baby, you know the rules. Maximum frequencies through your stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go. Sorry homeboy, but your flow sound used. Got to pay your dues, baby, you know the rules. Maximum frequencies through your stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go.
What's a rapper to a certified mastodon? Trample through your garden, leave some bars for you to sample from. I've been classic since the first verse I sped onto some wax. Tyrannosaurus Rex, my foes just like Jurassic, son. F a punchline, I stick and move with written jewels. Mind is like a mine of conflict-free diamonds. Cause I'm at peace with the beast, I'm unleashing into the mic piece. I'm coming for blood and y'all little tenderoni's a nice piece. See, I'm at war with the walking dead, just call me Grimes or call me Grimy. I get gutted and start seeing red when they pass the headphones and I start spitting lines and sparks in my head. Live I electrify this game. Had these rap joints and white gloves testifying they shame. Hear me once and it's over. Voice etched inside of your brain like pesticides to a roach. I'm raiding your nervous system. So next time I'm in the booth, your faces start nervous twitching. You pitch a fit from the shit I emit from out of my lips. I will grand mild season and reason and pry your cold and resisting fingers off the golden poles on top of the podium. Show my hands and go holding them. Too busy trying to poke her. She focused on flipping queens and y'all busy playing the joker. I will out rhyme, out prime and eventually outshine you. And after your reign is over, I will straight chalk outline you, my G.
Sorry, homeboy, but your flow sound used. Got to pay your dues, baby, you know the rules. Maximum frequencies through your stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go. Sorry, homeboy, but your flow sound used. Got to pay your dues, baby, you know the rules. Maximum frequencies through your stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go.
Y'all can spit a few bars. I spit suns, moons, and stars. Go nuclear, split a nucleus by souping up my grandma. Make duplicates of the future. Jump in the booth and go Anakin. Turn to the dark side when y'all talk it sideways. Use the force of my voice to assault you for 5 days. Then start on your weekends like this was a Friday. No McD's, I'm a vegan and having it my way. Hit up them pressure points like Tai Chi. You feeling rah-rah, then go ham and try me. But I'm a purist MC, out your league like IV. I self-law and master, then emasculate these beats. Dress them up with some impressive vocab. Then murder and Marcus identity with a toe tag. Leave the scene like a legend souvenir in my tote bag. Cause we on the low about to overthrow your regime. I'm in the studio cooking with Bay as Yassin.
Sorry, homeboy. Boy. Got to pay your dues. You know the rules. You know the rules. Chop.
aquatic. How I got it, neurologist can't spot it. When I rhyme like King Tut's tomb before his flesh rotted. Frank Matthews in rhyme form, Osiris. Verbal carnivore, we marauders and riders. We the greatest who did it. My cerebral is sick. I clap from a driver's side while I'm steering the whip. The buildings in my hood bleed every time that I spit. Dead G's rise from the grave, nobody raised me. I'm just a boss that's self-made. Salute the pedigree. Never old school, just a veteran in perfection. When I spit it like a nigga face a lethal injection. You ain't cut from the same fabric, it's tragic. I ain't got a rhyme, I breathe on the beat, and it's a classic. Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ, but fuck that. I'm a modern day messiah with mics. Master of the flow hard, all I know is to go hard.
You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, could you get blamed out? You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, could you get blamed out? You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, could you get blamed out? Stand up.
I rhyme like immortals and titans when I'm writing. Lightning striking the Vatican church is quite frightening. Salt's hand of the street, Dalai Lama rap. Queens back in the building where y'all never be at. Yeah, don't stop, get it to this game. I'm committed, I write it and live it. Spit it the most vivid. I am lyricism at its finest, your highness. When I'm rhyming like I'm fighting off 100 lions. Tyrant in defiance who's jumping from Mount Zion. Molecular structure make a swagged out rapper suffer. Bang unexpectedly like media's over Russia. Immaculate Mac and all black, the villain struck so. So no matter what, no matter what, shorty swallowed the molly up, homie, but I ain't mad at her. I damage a Similac rapper who lacks stamina. The generals is live on deck, I see you standing up.
You in
up.
The presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, could you get blamed out? You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, could you get blamed out? You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up.
Spitting vagina monologue. We the carnivores and monocores. What they rhyming for? Smack a rapper back to BC like a dinosaur. Assassinate tracks like the mob did the Hyman Roth. Sick dialogue, predator rhyme, piranha jaws. Modern day Romans when we crucify you on the cross. Last of a dying breed, a rare species. My solo releases, impeccable theses. I spit holy water, the rest of these dudes feces. Feces.
You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, could you get blamed out? You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, could you get blamed out? You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, could you get blamed out? Stand up.
Wish for spring. My punchlines provoke fish to swing till the wrist is brain. Who dissed this won't exist the same. Thought he was fly, but he missed his plane. He scared pissless. That's why his mistress gave me promiscuous brain. And this is just the tip of the iceberg that stabs you in cold blood. Now you sleep with the fishes and vicious piranhas. I'm convinced your persona's fictitious ever since I sent you with tenses cabanas. Besides amateurs, niggas with plaques duck me and Maybachs when they should have been pushing Dodge Challengers. That suits them the best. You don't compute, you can rest in a suit or on your back with a boot in the chest. It's just a loot in the flesh. This kind of gift will leave a mutant impressed. Don't get cut up like a slug after shooting the vest. What could these niggas lack of tell me? Fuck a comeback, this shit is like Machiavelli and hard to stomach like mix of cognac or Belvy. Official industry niggas contact the Sally so y'all can soon bow after I blow, cause I balloon now from coming sharp off the dome like Kung Lao, the first to set it. From spitting your verse pathetic, I'll give you the curse, the hearse of the nurse and medic.
I represent the whole West, and I'm back in the back. Show 'em how to do it since you challenge my home. just rapping for real. Now pick up on what you finish.
You're now rocking with the letter.
Check it out. Back like I never left. Last of the real, master with that. Massive appeal, mash on the field. Fash out to kill, pass me the steel. You'll end up in the casket concealed. Moments after that gag get revealed. This ain't backpack rap, this is caps getting peeled. Racks to the grills, stack full of bills. Racks for the grill, gas mask full of hash. How we build, it's not a paragraph, it's a pill. Black, I'm the furthest thing from ratchet, and I'm chill. Refrigerator, couldn't find a nigga greater than I. Do my periphery, see the hate in their eyes. It's pitiful, in comparison you guys is invisible. Militant thoughts from the mind of a general combined with a criminal. Sincere, 25th year. I shit cushion, piss beer. I'm connecting with my nigga from the slum. No, I'm not from Queens, but I did it from my duns to my village. You should come. I suggest for you into Grizzly City, get a gun. Pat Pap said to send me when it sung. I'm writing to the sirens that scream through the ghetto. When it comes to pulling strings, I'm Geppetto. Seen everything but this level still. Attached to a triple beam and the treble is F. Respect. Yes. Check.
Siren sound, the warning bells of hell. Shots pop, block locks, yo, turf remains still. Production of chipped up, White Rock stop because cops drive flock. Promos of niggas drop. Way through the alleys directly cause we got five directions. Stop point tactics when the weather brings on. Cold-blooded thoughts, black shirling with plus posy niggas with mad ticks. Outside clubs at least four man tick with packed leather jackets. Always wanna flex on top, but now on the scene. Here comes brass tacks, your block gets popped. These niggas know about blocks and sling rocks. Get fat chops, be the stock. Fuck a pussy with my men, them talk. So who the fuck is you referring to? Fail to realize tax men will get you. Never forget to pour a little out for my niggas who ain't. Wild past one sled, time to move straight. Serious young men on movement, situation serious. Legendary brass tacks and ice breaking classes.
I've shot moonbeams in Planet City, Soul Rebel. Red lights, deeps of twilight. The Capitol street length spotlights. Fire or escapes and emanates the arrow. Who wounds and directs? Penetrating vortex, deals with respect in every single aspect. Iron sharpens, Zion projects, crusade and blast by the government. Snakes play rampant, who shed for enchantment? Profiles by green lights, your emotions erratic. Maintain through traffic, icebreaker classic. Truth is offense, sound the trumpet. Tax advance through five man outfit. Shadows ending, drunken silence.
Yo, plan your escape from prison. Gun down the wall, your call, your decision. A maniac's mission to fuck with the cube in your prism. Dictates the rhythm in the system. 5-point gang style, low noise profile. Controls the man with a smile. But when the man fell and his body began to smell, it's 15 for who in the cell? A nigga made a culture. We like food for these vultures. So if they don't wet you, they'll insult you. For you to lie about the truth, adults are the youth. Hear my talk and see your way through. It's guidance forever. All brass men rate clever. Fragment the world for the pleasure. A shot glass measure, a star point potion. A wall and steel quotient moves you like motion. Vision, if your liver's in flame, keep drinking. Heads full of clouds at the altitude stinking. Third eyes looking at the money train winking. Now the brass is ice breaking. Know what I'm saying?
Cycles of star point diction eradicate the fiction engraved on the minds of the ignorant who listen to media play, neglecting what they know from within and wondering why their skin is glistening with life liquid leaking out of every pore. Torture intense bombardment of every sense. We manipulate keys to break locks and bless. the end, got wrecked from oblivion, blasted, slug like conclave, bloods like molasses, watching the sin turn ice, indecipher a life, cause division's been raped by corruption, suffice to say, real niggas represent a minimal value, brass carries on, not through now, so what have you, taxmen's reign extends unlimited, maintains and expands unlimited, our direction is stellar in character, therefore we've eliminated every barrier, placed by the high council, was simultaneously cancelled, inside invades as we stand still.